This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for downloading these podcasts. Well, I want to talk to you about immunity because it's important, as we all know. And before I start, before I get into all of that and things that are important to know, if you want to email me any questions, topics of interest, the destination is radioprogram@AOL.com. That is radioprogram@AOL.com. Also, be sure to go to drhoffman.com and read the articles. As you know, if you listen to these podcasts, that's where you go to download them. Or maybe you go to other apps and sources to download these podcasts. So let's talk about immunity. A well-functioning immune system requires a healthy gut. You've all heard the phrase that good health begins in the colon. Good health begins in the gut. It is true. That's where the Peyer's patches are located. The Peyer's patches are the gut-associated lymphoid tissue that is the immune system. 70% plus of our immune system is in the GALT, G-A-L-T, is the acronym for gut-associated lymphoid tissue. So 70% of our immune system, of the GALT, is there in the GI tract. And all the more reason for keeping your gut healthy. You want to focus on your gut, okay, and know that the most profound influences on our gut integrity are diet, use of antibiotics, lifestyle choices like smoking or overindulgence in alcohol, frequent use of NSAIDs. What are the NSAIDs? NSAIDs are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We're talking about aspirin, we're talking about ibuprofen. Ibuprofen, otherwise known as your brand names Advil and Motrin, right? And Aleve, which is naproxen sodium. These are the NSAIDs, along with there are other NSAIDs too. But those are the most common that you get over the counter. So frequent use of those can compromise the gut, can cause a leaky gut, overuse of alcohol, definitely smoking. Overuse of antibiotics will change your microbiome enough to upset the gut health. Antibiotics do a terrific job of wiping out bad bacteria. But it also wipes out the good bacteria. It's like dropping a hydrogen bomb on all that. Everybody's gone. Not just the bad guys, but the good guys. And that sets up opportunistic bacteria to grow and proliferate. Opportunistic bacteria like Candida. That's why people often complain of yeast infection or eczema or something like that after taking a round of antibiotics. How do we counteract that? You can counteract that to some degree with a probiotic, but you don't want to take that probiotic at the same time you're taking the antibiotic. You want to take them at least 2 hours apart from each other, right? take it at least 2 hours apart from each other. That's the best way to do it. So while we can't shield ourselves from every ill, right? We can't. There are steps we can take to lower our risk of illness. And that these are the things that you can control. There are multiple opportunities every day to manage the things that we can control, like the food we choose to eat, like our lifestyle choices, like avoiding a diet that is full of anti-nutrients like sugar, refined flour, trans fats, food toxins like pesticides, herbicides, artificial ingredients, emulsifiers, dough conditioners in like sliced bread, additives, and allergens contribute to compromising the immune response. You want to stay away. You don't want to put those things in your body. You want to eat whole natural food the way it's found in nature. But Layla, sugar is a whole natural food. I eat raw organic sugar. Well, sugar is still a problem because it can suppress immunity. So best to avoid. We've all heard about the hand washing for ridding microbes, pathogens, and you know, it can reduce your chances of acquiring cold or flu by as much as 50%. But you want to take care of your terrain. The terrain is your gut. You are the host. You as a host want to make sure that your gut remains inhospitable to bad microbes. And that's by keeping your good soldiers in your gut. I'm talking about your beneficial bacteria. How do we do that? A good probiotic? How do we do that? By eating whole natural food, unprocessed food, the way it's found in nature, because those foods provide prebiotics. And those prebiotics feed and nourish your beneficial bacteria, helping your immune system to thrive. Not just strive, but to thrive. So you want to commit to changing to a healthier diet, better lifestyle choices, so you can reap the benefits of your efforts with having an optimally functioning immune system. Now, let me talk more about immunity. A healthy innate immune system is both a detective, scanning the body for potentially threatening invaders, and a first responder. This is the innate immune system. It's both a detective, scanning for potentially threatening invaders, and a first responder, thwarting pathogens and prompting repair. Innate immunity first appeared 750 million years ago and has been remarkably conserved throughout evolution. And it is now understood to be the gatekeeper for coordinating the body's entire immune response. I am bringing you this from the Institute for Functional Medicine, because this is all about integrative and functional medicine. This type of education is very, very important. So, how can diet and lifestyle modification support the health of this critical system? The cells of the innate immune system detect the presence of many potential pathogens using pattern recognition receptors that recognize classes of molecules common to many foreign types of bacteria, fungi, and viruses. Each organ in the body uses unique sets of cells and molecules that orchestrate regional innate immunity. The innate immune system responds to a microbiologic challenge and shapes the microbiome. This, in turn, helps reshape the innate and adaptive immune system. So think about that. Each organ in the body uses unique molecule cells that orchestrate, that conduct this regional innate immunity, right? So the innate immune system is responding to any microbiological challenge, and it shapes, it changes the microbiome, which helps then to reshape the innate and adaptive immune systems and their responses. Deregulated innate immunity is increasingly common and has been shown to contribute to a wide range of diseases, including intestinal diseases like irritable bowel syndrome and other chronic inflammatory intestinal diseases, autoimmune diseases including type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is ALS, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, and even chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. And over the last decade, a growing body of knowledge about the workings of innate immunity has been translated into clinical practice. We know about probiotics are emerging as potentially useful therapeutic agents. This is important. Other important things. Curcumin from turmeric. Curcumin is a natural anti-inflammatory. And studies suggest that in humans, one aspect of the positive effects of curcumin on health could be related to its ability to enhance interleukin-10 mediated effects. Interleukin-10 is an anti-inflammatory and immunosuppressive cytokine that is produced by both innate and adaptive immunity cells. Interleukin-10, IL-10 deregulation plays a role in a number of inflammatory diseases associated with an unhealthy innate immune system. A study from 2018 suggests that environmental stress may induce changes in the innate immune system, causing dysfunction. Nutrition, including the use of polyphenols like curcumin, can play an essential role in immunity by altering pro-inflammatory cytokine synthesis, immune cell regulation, and gene expression. A randomized double-blind clinical trial found that curcumin significantly lowered atherogenic risks in patients with type 2 diabetes. And in 2014, it was shown for the first time that curcumin modulates toll-like receptor signaling in macrophages and effectively inhibits cytokine gene expression induced TLR stimulation. So it has its potential as a host modulatory agent in chronic infectious conditions. It impacts your white blood cell count in a way. Curcumin modulates that white blood cell response. Remember, food is information. The turmeric you're using in your cooking, which has curcumin, you add it, you eat it. Food is information. It is information to either turn genes on or off, the genes for bad health, the genes for good health, the oncogenes, the cancer genes, to turn them off or to turn them on. Natural antioxidants prevent cell damage against free radicals and are critical for maintaining optimum health. Antioxidant nutrients such as vitamin E, vitamin C, beta carotene, selenium, copper, iron, and zinc improve different immune functions and play a protective role in the effect of an infection. Additionally, evidence suggests that exercise has a profound effect on the functioning of the immune system. It is generally accepted that prolonged periods of intense exercise training can depress immunity. Remember, the marathon runners, elite athletes, these folks catch more colds, are more prone to infection, because prolonged periods of intensive exercise training can depress immunity, while regular, moderate intensity exercise is beneficial. In 2018, research found that a high intensity interval walking protocol in older adults with stable rheumatoid arthritis was associated with reduced disease activity, improved cardiovascular fitness, and improved innate immune functions, indicative of reduced infection risk and inflammatory potential. Another recent study provides evidence to suggest that cytotoxic T cells become temporarily stressed in healthy individuals following a single bout of cycling. So these cytotoxic T cells, these white blood cells, become temporarily stressed in healthy individuals following a single bout of cycling. What other dietary and lifestyle changes can affect immune modulation? Lots. And curcumin is a terrific anti-inflammatory to include in your regimen, in your supplement regimen, along with a probiotic, along with mushroom extracts. Mushroom is potent for immunity and very important, especially during cold and flu season, and in cancer, and in general, overall good health. I think mushrooms, and it's being used a lot in Europe, in Germany, in Japan, these potent mushroom extracts to help immunity. Take your vitamin C. Take some zinc during cold and flu season. There's a wonderful product. I know it's been backordered during this cold and flu season, called Virucid. It's got ample amounts of vitamin A, C, zinc, all of that. But that product, Virucid, is meant to be taken while you have cold or flu, meaning for about a two-week period of time, not beyond. Why not beyond that? Why shouldn't you be taking this all winter long? Because it has very high amounts of vitamin A. And that high amount of vitamin A over a long period of time can stress the liver, can become toxic to the liver. That's why prudent use of these immune enhancing supplements is what is called for. Not taking it every day through the course of the whole entire winter season. No. You take this while you have a cold and flu. You take elderberry while you have cold and flu. You take Virucid while you have cold and flu. You take very high mega doses of C and zinc while you have the cold and flu. You take echinacea while you have the cold and flu, not every single day of winter. It's a lot, and it's not a prudent way to use it. So these are all things in your control. There's a lot more in your control than you think. Take your power back. Take your power back from these epidemics and pandemics. Take your power back by good, prudent, healthy lifestyle choices, starting with the food you eat, the amount of exercise you get, and another very important part of this equation is the sleep you're getting. You want to make sure you get a good night's sleep every night. That's important for immunity. When you're not getting enough hours of sleep, and for most adults, that's between 6 and 8 hours every night, with the hours between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. being the most restorative sleep, right? Make sure you're getting to bed by 10:30 so you can be up by 6 or 7 or whenever you're up. To get ample amounts of sleep, this is very important for immunity, because when you're only getting a few hours of sleep every night, that stresses your immune system. That suppresses your immune system. Add to that a rich dessert or a night out over imbibing in alcohol. You may wake up the next morning with a full-blown cold or flu, especially if you've been exposed, right? So these are all the changes. These are all the things under your control. Make the right choices. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.